Many people out there ask me, how can I be cool as hell? And I say it's simple. Subscribe. iTunes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps, players, and hustlers of the theater world, I want to welcome you to the Coolest Hell Theater Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Rice, bringing you ordinary people doing extraordinary theater, ordinary people doing extraordinary art, ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps, players, and hustlers of the theater world, I have a special guest with me today. He is the head writer for Mime Troupe, a performer with Mime Troupe, and the penner of the show we are going to talk about. The show is called Red State, and the gentleman that I am talking to is Michael Gene Sullivan. Michael, say what's up to the audience.
What's up, audience?
If you guys have no idea who the San Francisco Mime Troupe is, they were founded in 1959 and they create and produce socially relevant theater. Their work is political satire and anything but silent. They are the winner of 3 Obie Awards and a Tony Award for Excellence in Regional Theater. The San Francisco Mime Troupe creates plays that make sense out of the headlines, close-up stories that make audience feel the impact of political events on their personal lives. To make their work accessible to the broadest audience possible, the Mime Troupe performs as a regional touring company, presenting their work at a price that everyone can afford free. Cool. So we have a play here called Red State. And the first thing I do, Michael, with all my guests, is I give them 30 seconds at the top of the show to tell the audience what their show is about. Your show is called Red State. What is it about?
Well, right off the top, one of the things about with people, especially in the Bay Area, when we're all busy thinking we're all so cool, and we're thinking, what the hell is wrong with all these people in the red states? People who are busy voting for, no evolution in the schools, no gay marriage, got to get rid of abortion, got to get rid of all these rights. What's wrong with these people? Don't they realize that what we really need in this country is not this moral police, but what we really need is the government, which is the employees that we hire to spend our tax dollars on the things that matter most to us. If this is a government of, by, and for the people, then the people have to be the priority for our government and for ourselves. And that's what the show is about. These people in a red state realizing that they are in the working class and realizing that their needs have to take priority over corporate needs. Over
30 seconds, Mike. Nice political rant that you went off there on, with some flavor of rhyming and a little bit of hip hop in your style. So, does the show have that kind of flavor? I know it has music in it though.
Oh yeah, because the Mime Troupe, we do not do silent mime. We do political musical satire. All of our shows pretty much are working class take on foreign policy, domestic policy, and what our government should be doing and what we should be doing for ourselves. So yeah, people sometimes think, oh, Mime Troupe, they're all gonna be in tight, stuck in a box, stuff like that. No, it's political musical satire, and we want to make a point. We don't make fun of politics. We want to activate the audience to go out and overthrow something. So with this show, yeah, we always try to do it. Our style, we're a little stylized. It's not like just going to see a play where people are just talking back and forth and having psychodramas. The language is a little stylized. It is a musical, so there are songs all through it. And the style of acting is larger because we're going to do the show in the parks. We do free shows in the parks. So we might have an audience of 3,000 people, and the people in the back row might be 200 yards away from the stage. So it's got to be big and it's got to be brassy. And like I said, we got to keep people laughing so that they don't kill us.
Nice. What was your impetus for writing this show?
Well, one thing was I figured that everybody was going to do something about the candidates this year. It's going to be, people are probably out there right now writing plays about Obama and writing plays about McCain or whoever else is going to be running. And I was like, no, what we got to focus on is a combination of things. One is whoever wins, it's still going to be a nice capitalist government. And they're still going to focus on giving money to corporations. Are they going to keep funding the war? Whether it's Democrats or Republicans, it is our job as citizens to demand that our tax dollars are spent on us.
Well, why is that important? I don't necessarily think that any different than any other election, except for some elections, for some presidencies, they weren't a wartime president. But how is that different, or what made this political process different for you to come up with the idea of red state?
Well, I think with all of the stuff that was going on the Democratic side, that people were having so much hope for change, you know, whether it was going to be Hillary or whoever, everyone's like, this is our opportunity to change things. And it is. It is this wonderful opportunity for this country to kind of have a president that represents what we think as opposed to, you know, who we want to drink a beer with. Problem is that really going, what is really going to change? Is it going to be a change that's, you know, just peripheral, you know, to our lives? Or are we going to actually demand real change or just a change in face? That's really the difference.
As a political activist, theater presenter, producer, creator, Michael, what do you think the greatest obstacle Barack has to overcome in order to attain presidency?
Well, besides the obvious one, which is there's going to be a whole big chunk of folk who are going to go, they just can't picture a black man in the White House, you know? And then there are people who are just afraid of change. People go, no, I like it how it is. I like my schools crumbling. I like the infrastructure falling apart. I want a bridge to fall on me. I want dumb kids, you know? I'm satisfied with that. That's a way that I can understand my world. And that's going to be a big problem. But it's just the overall idea of reinventing this country, you know? And that's what we have this chance for with environmentalism, with our foreign policy. This election is going to determine what happens to this country and to the world for the next 50 years. And it is up to we citizens to demand that when President Obama is sworn in, because let's face it, that then we have to make sure that he represents us. But like I said, the biggest obstacle is just going to be, you know, racism is just in the blood and in the bones of this country.
And so you're under the impression, though, it seems to me, that it's inevitable that he's going to be in office.
Well, the Republicans have made themselves ridiculous. They don't represent anything at this point. The only chance they have to win, in my opinion, is attacking us, you know, by bombing us and then blaming it on somebody else, fixing the election, or, you know, they're going to have to do something so traumatic to the country that it's going to frighten a lot of people. Because actually, they're kind of, like I said, there's that old quote about, you know, I hope that my only prayer is that God makes my enemies ridiculous, and he has granted that prayer, you know. So it's really up to the Democrats to make a major mistake, and I'm certainly hoping they don't.
Getting back to your play, Red State, Red State is actually about this community who finds themselves having a voting machine glitch in a time when the presidential election is taking place, and they are like the last community who has this pivotal vote that's going to swing it Democrat or Republican as soon as they get their votes counted. And then they decide, oh, wait a minute. We are the last remaining people who haven't turned in their votes who can swing this election. Maybe we need to take power into our own hands and get some things for our little neglected community that needs to be taken care of. Do you think it is dangerous for small communities who typically don't have like political activism going on to have that type of power in their hands?
Well, I mean, the power in this country is supposed to be in the citizens.
Well, we're not talking about supposing. Let's talk about what really is.
Well, that's an interesting question. Is it dangerous for even a small town to have power? I don't think so. I mean, in that situation, they're not asking for anything unconstitutional. They're not asking for us to go invade Lithuania or something, or, you know, to incarcerate all Asians. They're simply asking for what is their due. You know, our roads are falling apart. Our schools are falling apart. We want the tax dollars that are owed us. And the question of the show is, and for the audience and for the town, is there some, what is more important, democracy or economic justice? And it actually is both. You know, you can't have one without the other.
So you heard at the beginning of the show, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Gene Sullivan's description of what Red State is about. I am going to give you the description that they have on their postcard so you can get a little different perspective. Red State, a small neglected town in Red State, suddenly finds itself at the forefront of a political storm. due to an electoral college tie and a voting machine glitch, the entire presidential election comes down to the one district that didn't report any results. Bluebird, Kansas is the most important town in America. But as they are pressed to quickly re-vote, some Bluebirders, surrounded by their crumbling forgotten town, wonder, what is their quick re-vote worth to America? Funding for a new sidewalk? A rebuilt school? But others question, should one town hold an entire nation's election hostage in order to get the long-lost federal funding? And is a new library in a small town worth one less tank in Iraq? And would the government keep its promises to help the voter insurgents in a red state? That is the postcard description of what Red State is about. And Michael, before we close this interview, another thing that I always do with my guests is give them another 30 seconds at the end of the show. And before I tell you what I'm going to let you do, the main thing here is that in this room that we are in right now, humility has to be sucked out as if we are in a vacuum and humility cannot exist. Tell the audiences why they need to come see Red State traveling across the Bay Area July 4th through September 28th.
The point of a play is to change the entire world. If everybody sees a show, then everybody will change and everything will change. And that's what we try to do with every show the Mime Troupe does. And that's what we're trying to do with Red State, to make sure to activate people. Like I said, so that people should leave and they go, damn it, that's right. Where are my tax dollars going? Why is it that my country isn't spending the money on me? Why is it they just come and beg for my vote every few years? And then in between, they ignore me and spend the money on whatever they want to make the richest richest and leave the poorest to continue to be poor and completely ignore the working class.
There you have it. In a word, Michael wants to change the world. So if you are interested in coming to see Red State performed by the award-winning San Francisco Mime Troupe, go to their website, which is www.sfmt.org. Those are the initials for San Francisco Mime Troupe. Of course, you can go to coolashelltheater.com to find out more information. They are performing, as I said, July 4th through the 28th. Various venues. Go to their website. Check it out. Michael Gene Sullivan, I want to thank you so damn much for being on the Cool as Hell Theater podcast. You are definitely cool as hell.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
San Francisco Bay Area. Subscribe. iTunes.